I'm Roland McGregor, retired United Methodist preacher, and Darla, my wife, is here. For 10 years, we were, That's right. Don't step on her lines. That's a rule. For 10 years, we were a part of this church and had a wonderful time joining in the ministry of this church. So it's a place we love, glad to be here, and glad to share the Word of God with you. Lately, I've been dogged by the demons of dreadful future. What I mean by that is, if you take the trends that we currently see around us and extend them, they just go to the abyss. For instance, if this chronic drought continues in New Mexico, we could be like Cape Town, South Africa. We could be looking at the last drop of water. We could be taking our 5-gallon jugs to stations where we get our allotment of water each day. Goodness, that's one of those dreadful prospects out in the future. Another one was prompted by a book that I'm reading by Graham Allison, entitled Destined for War. And he describes how it is that in history, most of the time, when you have a reigning power, like the United States is in the world, and a rising power, like China is, that they go to war. Well, what a dreadful future that is. I could go on, but you know this stuff. It dawned on me, what about heaven? Why am I focusing on this dreadful future when I've got a glorious future? And so do we. And I hadn't thought about that a lot. Heaven doesn't get a lot of serious thought, I think. We joke about heaven. You see it in cartoons all the time. People standing around with halos over their heads and wings on their back, and something funny is going to happen. But we don't talk seriously about heaven. But I decided I'd take heaven seriously this past week. Not that I hadn't always believed in eternal life and the promise of Christ for the end of my life, but I thought I'd wait, and put that off. But this week I decided it was time to give heaven some serious thought. So I started thinking about what Jesus had said about heaven. And this passage from Luke came to mind because it's so immediate. You know, it's heaven right now. Thief on the cross. Now let's put ourselves in the place of the thief on the cross. What is his image of the future? Pretty bad. About as bad as it could get. And then Jesus says something to him, one of the 7 words from the cross. Jesus says, "This day you will be with me in paradise. What did that do? What did Jesus just give him? Another image. An image of a future he hadn't considered. An image of glory in a time of desperate need and pain. An image of glory. Now, I say image because after Jesus said that, the thief was still hanging on the cross, right? So what did he have? He had an image. And that was enough. Now, Jesus made a promise that Jesus kept because Jesus had the power to keep the promise. But in that moment, what he had was an image. And that's true for all of us here. Jesus has made this promise to us, and what we have is an image. Something to look toward and forward to. The image of heaven. Now, what is that image? I think paradise is kind of a general word, for it's going to be a lot better than this. But what really has substance is, you will be with me. I think that is the fundamental part of the image of heaven. You will be with me. We will be with the one we love. Now, I'd like to extend that, and you're familiar with this concept. Not only will we be with Jesus, but we will be with all those whom we have loved and lost that Jesus brings together. You know, just like the children were together and we're together, Jesus brings our loved ones together, and that's part of the image. And that's what we meditate on. I'm inviting you to try that. Meditate on heaven. Meditate on the paradise in which you're with Jesus and you're with all the loved ones that have gone before. My mother and I were not close. And there were some issues, mainly my fault. But in meditating on heaven, all of a sudden, I thought of something in our past that was very tender. Now, I was a child, and I was a sickly child, and she was a teacher, and she stayed home with me one day when I couldn't go to school. And for lunch, she went out and bought a little T-bone steak and brought it home and fixed it for us. Now, you'd have to live in my house to know how special a T-bone steak was. We never had steak. We had roast beef and hamburger. That was it. And it dawned on me, and I've thought about this before, but it dawned on me what a tender thing that was. Now, being a child, I probably didn't say thank you, you know. It didn't impress me then as it does now, or as it did when I was meditating on heaven and her in heaven. Now, you can say, well, how is that different from just remembering your mother? And this is crucial. If I just remember my mother, I also remember all of the things that I should regret about my mother. What I should have been more grateful. I should have been kinder to her. If I just remember my mother, I remember that stuff too. But when I remember her or see her in this image in heaven, there is no regret. Because God will not allow regret in heaven. In fact, God does not allow regret right now, and neither should we, because we're going to heaven. God does not allow shame. God does not allow fear. God does not allow regret. This is salvation. This is what it means to say, Jesus Christ is my Savior. It means we're saved from regret and shame and fear. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And that's why this image of being at the feet of Jesus, you will be with me, is so glorious. Because he's our Savior. This past week, we got word from a woman in the little town that Darla grew up in, a woman that was a saint of the church, a woman that through Facebook kept Darla up with all those people that she'd grown up with. She was a treasure to Darla, and by extension to me also. But suddenly, she had a health event and found out that she only had a few days to live. I guess she dictated this so somebody could put it on Facebook. But I want you to consider the image that this shows, that she has. This is what she put on Facebook. I encountered some very unexpected complications with my health the last few days that has left my body in bad shape. But I rejoice in knowing that very soon I will be at the feet of Jesus. I am excited to meet our Lord and Savior, to meet Billy Graham, to see my mama, daddy, brother, and sister, and many of my friends that have gone before me. Please know how much I love each one of you and treasure my beautiful 74 years of life on this beautiful earth. I have truly been blessed. This day you will be with me in paradise. She died on Friday. She went to glory. And she had that image. She had that image to strengthen her in her last days. She probably had that image to strengthen her all of her days. Now, some people might get so focused on the end that they lose sight of the present. There is the expression, he was so heavenly minded, he was no earthly good. But I don't look at it that way. Jesus usually talked about heaven in the present. He would say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right? Which means this image of heaven is an orientation for life right now. It's at hand. Step into the glory. And then he talked about what it was like to be in this glory. The Sermon on the Mount is a compilation, really, of what it means to step into the kingdom of heaven and be oriented to that image. And in that Sermon on the Mount, he says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. I don't know how you can do that unless you're oriented to an image where there's no hatred in you. And it's heaven. There's no hatred in you. You just can't do it. And that includes the enemy. You can't do it because you've stepped in to the kingdom of heaven and your orientation is to that image of where you are going and where all that you love are going and just can't hate. So I commend to you meditating this week, taking some time to just sit before that image like you would an icon and meditate. Take some time. If you're as old as I am, you're beginning to get a host of people there in that image. Let them love you. It's beautiful. Take some time. And then live every moment on your way to glory. Amen.